You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Story says that 1 out of 5 people would be open to a sexless marriage. This is according to a new survey, and it's making the rounds right now. I guess what that means is these are people who are in a relationship where that just, it's not that important to them. They like the other aspects of their relationship, maybe, but that's like, just not that important. And it's kind of funny that this story came out today because we were already planning on talking about a segment that we called I'd Rather Have Blank Than Monkey Piling. And remember yesterday when I was going off about the whole back scratch thing and how I like to be, I like a back and arm scratch and a scalp massage. I will not lie, even though I'm a red-blooded American boy, there are times where if that was the option, I might choose that instead. Not every time.
That's so good, yeah.
But there are times I'd be like, yeah.
Well, you don't sleep well sometimes, you know. You don't have a lot of physical energy left in you at the end of the day.
So relaxing.
He just lays there all the time.
But if I'm
During which one?
But if I'm going to be honest, and I will be, there was also a time over the last few months when, I kid you not, I probably, for that specific time, would have chosen to watch another episode of Narcos than fool around.
It's just as good.
I'm telling
just
you,
as satisfying.
When you get that hooked on something like that, nothing can stay. Like, I would give up. I'd miss meals. I would, and I was like, I've got to watch the next episode.
You always get a happy ending.
At least Narcos is a manly, addictive show. Yeah. There's the infamous time I was with ex-fiance number 2, and I was trying to get my sexy time on, and he said, I'm tired. And I was like, all right. So I rolled over. And then what did he do? He turned on the television and proceeded to watch The Golden Girls.
All right.
That felt real good.
Wow, that's
Blanche.
A kick in the gut
Blanche.
There.
Oh, man. We got to, well, you got to be Rose in the Streets and Blanche
in the
sheets.
I was thinking about this past weekend because Nick Nack and I were at the mall doing a little Christmas shopping, and we wandered into that Bath & Body Works place, which is heaven for me.
Like,
they have
just
lotions.
Follow your nose right
they have
now.
Lotions for everything.
Oh, you know, I saw
like
the photo that you posted.
And pink eye and gingivitis, whatever you need. They have a lotion for it. So I go wandering into the back, and they have a men's section now, which is fantastic. And there's a shelf that's all sensual lotions, sensual body rubs and soaps. And right underneath it is sleep lotions, sleep body scrubs,
like
sleep
aromatherapy.
Right. So it's sensual on top, sleep on the bottom. And I posted a picture with my hand going for the sleep bottles, and I said, I've reached the point in my life where the bottom shelf is way more appealing than the top shelf. I just want a good night's sleep. I don't need anything sensual.
But as I recall, when I saw that post, as I recall, it seemed like the majority of people were completely on board with that.
They really were. So, well, one guy said you need a little bit of both.
I saw that and felt so sad.
So the post today is, I would rather blank... then have boom boom.
Yes.
I would rather what?
Sleep.
And sleep is a big answer. So if you've got something besides sleep.
And the Golden Girls.
Call us immediately. So Jeremy says he's reached the age where he would choose various things over the intimacy with his wife. I think probably we have listeners who are in their 20s and maybe even early 30s. They're kind of turning their heads like a dog staring at a fan right now, like, what?
It is funny because you do kind of spend, you know, your entire 20s chasing that,
right?
I think. And then it kind of, for most people, I think kind of fizzles out by the time you hit 30.
See, I don't think it's an age thing.
Except all you in this room.
I think it's a... right. I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's a length in the relationship thing.
Well, it's possible. It maybe a combination.
Sometimes I just want to be left alone, too. It's like, just leave me alone.
So you've got the age and the decade under your belt.
Just leave me alone. I'll be in the garage.
Yeah.
Jeremy is like a Ken doll.
Sad.
He doesn't even have those parts.
Clean. Nice and clean. Low maintenance.
That's right. That makes your checkups easy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Turn your head in. Oh, never mind.
So people are sending some Facebook messages. Kendra said she would choose coffee and caramel popcorn. I wonder if that's together.
Probably.
Maybe,
it's got to be.
Erin, and that must be a she, Erin. It's E-R-I-N, said the latest, the way she worded it, she goes, the latest Us Weekly is pretty tempting.
Aaron, oh. Really? Come on, girl.
And Tom T. said, driving a new Mustang on a track.
Yeah, that's an
all right. I could see that. Yeah. Here's is it Carlise? Hello, Carlise. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So a few of you have got the guts to reach out to us. What would you choose over that?
I would definitely have to say a hot shower or an episode of Shameless comes in second.
Yeah.
How about Shameless while you're in the shower?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Or maybe a hot bath while you're watching Shameless.
Okay, now I got to tell you, that's the chick side of me, is I do like the nice hot baths. And yeah, there might be times where that might be a little bit more appealing, I guess.
Just don't drop that TV in.
Yeah, right.
I have to say, I disagree with the age thing. I'm 32 and my husband's 34, and I'm all about, you know, it's not the most important thing for me, but for him, it's really important.
All right.
So
oh,
I don't,
sure.
I don't think it's really an age thing. It just depends on where you are and what your mood is.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 5 years and married for 3.
Mm. All right. Well, talk to me at like 12, 13, 14.
She's like, no, I got to go to work.
Yeah. I'm glad you called. I hope you have a fun day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Nick who's holding on line 2. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
What are you going to choose?
I would rather actually play Mario Kart and drink wine with my wife.
Mario Kart?
That's awesome.
Is it? Do you know my brothers?
Well, you know, the good part is at least you've got your wife involved, right? I mean, she's there. You guys could kind of touch knees or something on the couch, I suppose.
That's not boom boom.
I know.
That's erotic knee sex. What are you talking about?
We're racing, and we both want to win, so that's what makes it.
It's like, have you seen that Fruit Loops commercial, I think it is, where the husband and wife are like, the kids are in bed, should we? And they're like, yeah, we should. And then the next scene is
on the Nintendo.
Yeah, they're on the Nintendo eating cereal on the couch. Like, woo!
It's probably more true than funny,
so
isn't
true,
it?
So true, yeah.
Well, Nick, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you, too.
All right. And, you know, I noticed that for all of these, Chris with a K over here, our resident kind of sex maniac on this show, making faces like this, just not
eye
possible.
Roll,
it's not for you. It's not possible that something could come before that.
Well, I don't. I disagree with Jeremy's premise that it's age or length of relationship.
You disagree?
Yeah, I disagree. I think it's just distraction. So Jeremy's in a place where he's got kids running around and all this kind
of
stuff,
exhausted.
And so it just bumps down on the priority list. That's all.
That's true. And there's that pheromone thing that we've talked about, because I think pheromones with some people, you can stay amorous, if you will, for a longer number of years than other people. You don't have that same pheromone connection.
How do you rev up the pheromones again then? Let's say, you know, it's been 5 years. And like, is there like a special shampoo to get the pheromones coming out?
It's the sensual section at Bath & Body Works.
Yeah, the Jeremy bypass.
Yeah, you rub it all over yourself.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.